What is up, my friends? Welcome to another episode of Born to Thrive. This is our podcast where we help you embrace your power and live the life you're meant to live. All right. So today we have an exceptional guest joining us, Caleb Fong. He is an entrepreneur, fitness coach, well, former fitness coach, and now business mentor, whose journey from running a seven-figure fitness coaching company to guiding entrepreneurs in scaling their business is nothing short of inspiring. From California to Austin, I know my fellow like California to Texas human here, he's on a mission to help others break free from self-limiting beliefs and build predictable and profitable businesses without the burnout. All right. So besides, I forgot to mention, he's also getting ready for a bodybuilding show. So he's doing everything. So in doing everything, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What an intro. That was fantastic.
You're the one who supplied everything. I just put it together.
I thought I was listening to another podcast, like hearing somebody introduce the guest. I was like, that was really good.
You're like, wow, this guest sounds really incredible.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really grateful to be on here and to be able to speak to, you know, your audience and just amazing people like yourself. So I'm grateful for the time and place in my life right now.
Cool. Well, we're excited to have you. And I want to just jump right into what you're working on in the People First Agency, because I feel like it's so unique from everything that I've kind of heard about it. Cause obviously I have friends who are doing it already or have already signed up. And so we've heard a lot about it, and I find it so interesting in the world of like business and mentorship, what you're doing. So do you want to kind of like explain why you decided to make this?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think that after being in this or in this industry as a whole for almost a decade now, not just fitness, but obviously in other business mentorships and seeing the business side of things, I've just seen the personal care, the people side of business be lost in translation. Yeah. You know, and everyone under the sun is a fitness coach or a business coach now. And
that's what it feels like.
And it's sort of like, you know, understanding that if you put people first and you care about the people, that's really how business should be done. That's how business grows quicker. It's sort of like the disconnect between if the person behind the business isn't growing and if they're not good, then you'll automatically see that in reflection with the business. And so I was like, well, why don't we bridge that gap? Why don't we find a place where not only can we level up the business, but we can level up the person at the same time. And what do you know? Those two worlds colliding creates a really, really cool outcome. So that's sort of why I created this. And, you know, it's going really well so far.
So what are you doing differently? Because I remember when I heard this, I was so fascinated.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if what we're doing is like some crazy magical thing that other people aren't doing. I just think that we put emphasis on other parts of business development that maybe other programs don't. And it's just what I align with the best. So typically what we do, I'll just give you a little brief rundown of some things that are different. Like our first call typically with myself and a new client is typically done with them and their partner. So whether that's their spouse or, you know, even a best friend, I had someone bring their best friend on. And what we dive into first typically is the relationship between communication amongst all three of us. And when I talk about that with a lot of people, they're like, I have to bring my partner to this call. I'm like, well, let's be realistic here that I'm not with you all the time. Right? I get to talk to you a couple times a week. You know, maybe we're texting here and there, but the person that's with you all the time really knows you. And they're the person that is probably going to be holding you more accountable and give you more support than even I am. So we should make sure that there's a good relationship between the three of us that can thrive, you know, long term. So there's things like that that get inputted into the business. I have calls with my clients' entire teams. So I talk to their entire staff and everything like that. And it's really just to make sure that everybody is on the same page when it comes to mission of the business. Amongst those types of things, I just, throughout the program, we do a lot of inner work. We talk a lot about why certain feelings are coming up about their business, why they might have scarcity in one spot, but abundance in another. Why do they feel not confident to say one thing, but they're, you know, really loud about other things? And diving into all of that really is how I get to understand the person better. And then on top of that, be able to scale their business better because of those things. Does that make sense?
It does. And I love that. Like I said, I found it so interesting when I heard that. I was like, you meet with their partner and then you also meet with their team. And I think that it's interesting because I heard that and I was like, how do we implement this in our coaching? Because I was like, because it makes so much sense. The moment you, like, I heard that's what you did, I was like, oh, duh. Like, these are the people you're with all the time. Of course, they're going to be a huge component. And that's one of the biggest things we hear, especially in like fitness coaching, is, oh, my partner's not being supportive, or like, if they don't want to go, then I don't feel like I want to go. So I think that's such a really beautiful thing that you're doing. So what do you feel is one of the most common challenges that entrepreneurs face, and how do you actually help them overcome that self-limiting belief that hinders their growth?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the biggest things I see entrepreneurs face is not having an idea of what the actual purpose of their business is to their life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. This is a conversation that I probably have with every single client that comes in. I go, what's the goal of the business within the next year? Where do you want to get to? Like, I want to make this amount of money and blah, blah, blah.
I knew it.
And I always ask why. And I can never get an answer. Mm-hmm. And it's okay, right? That's how I was the first 3 years of running my business too. I had no idea what the hell I was trying to do or what I was after. Mm-hmm. But the problem that creates, it creates a lot of problems. But first off, if somebody doesn't know what the purpose of their business is in relation to their life, how do we ever know that we're actually making progress in the business the right way?
Yeah.
How can we celebrate milestones? How can we ever be proud of what we're doing if all we're chasing is better?
Yeah.
Better could be a dollar more than you made last year. Will you be happy? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so typically when entrepreneurs come in, I think one of the biggest issues is clarity around the actual purpose of their business and what they're doing with their life. The way that we uncover that is a deep dive. And we have two visionary calls in the beginning, or two parts of a visionary call in the beginning. One is about their life and one is about their business. Mm. And the life one is probably the one that we spend the most time on.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's getting crystal clear on, where do you want to be in a year from now? Mm-hmm. You know, where do you want to be in 5 years from now, hypothetically? Mm-hmm. And we get into details of like, what type of house do you want to buy? What type of deposit would that look like? Mm-hmm. What would the mortgage look like? Do you want to have kids? How much does each kid cost you? How many vacations do you want to go on? What type of lifestyle do you want to live? Do you want to, are you going to be traveling X amount of times per year? And we finally get a concrete number down that they've never had before around what they need to make in order to serve their highest life right at that time.
Yeah.
And it's the first time most entrepreneurs that I've talked to have that type of clarity to then go, great, now I know what my business needs to do.
Yeah.
And now we have real goals that can be obtainable. So to me, that's one of the biggest issues that I see entrepreneurs facing is they set goals upon themselves that they just see other people have and talk about. Mm-hmm. And automatically take that on as their own goal, even though that's not what would make them happy. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes so much sense, especially like as somebody who wakes up really early, I get people all the time who are like, I wish I could do that. And I'm like, but why?
Why?
Yeah. And I'll ask them. I'm like, why? Like, I'm like, I naturally do it. I'm not doing anything special. I just am a morning person. I don't set an alarm. And people hear that and they're like, what?
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, I'm like, I don't. And so it's the same thing when it comes to like your business is like, stop comparing your business to somebody else's because you're never going to be jealous. Like I personally really want to live in like suburbs. I love it. That's what I like. And I want like a nice two-story townhouse of some kind. Like I know what I like. I'm like more modern. I'm never going to be jealous of someone living on a farm.
Yeah, right.
Ever. More power to you. I love you. I'm so happy for you, but I'm never going to be jealous of that. And it's so when people become more clear on their why and like what they want in life, it becomes so much easier to show up every single day. So I love the fact that you're driving with that because I know in our space specifically, like both fitness, but then also like the business fitness coaching, it's always so financially driven. It's like, I'm going to help you make your 10K. I'm going to like, I feel like that's like the golden number.
I know.
And I love that because it's that followed by, so who are you helping? And it's like, I don't even know what I want. How am I going to know who I'm going to help?
Yeah.
So I think that's so incredible that that's what you're focusing on right out the gate. And it makes sense that it's such a big call because those questions can be so scary.
Oh yeah.
Cause these are
typically questions that people want to avoid.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want to talk about. And because it takes you getting a hard look at your life.
Yep.
And like what actually makes me happy? Mm-hmm. What gives me fulfillment, what gives me a purpose in my life.
Yeah.
And quickly realize that most of the goals that you have are just basically implanted into you from mm-hmm. other people.
I love this so much. This is like my, I always feel like I'm like the person with like the, what is it? The aluminum hat or whatever, because I'm always, I'm not like some, I promise I'm not crazy, but I'm always like, we need to push against what society tells us all the time, yeah, totally. Because we have this preconceived notion of what we think our life should look like.
Yep.
And I guess I'm curious, like, what's a tangible thing that someone could do maybe right now? Cause you kind of gave great questions already that people could consider, but what do you think somebody who maybe is more scared to address those questions, who doesn't have a coach yet, maybe they can't work with you, cause I know your spots are very limited, but like, what's something they could do right now to kind of get a little clarity?
Yeah. Great question. So two questions you can ask yourself right off the bat. This is for, I gave these two questions to a lot of people who are in that same spot. And they're just like, I don't even know what I want. So I don't even know if I should work with somebody. I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. And I actually think it has a lot less to do with the business to gain clarity on what you want. And it has a lot more to do with yourself. And so the questions I ask, have people ask are the person that, if you can imagine the person of like your dreams, like who you want to be, like your dream you in the future, what do they look like? How do they feel on a daily basis? What type of traits do they have? What type of habits do they have? What types of things do they do in their daily life? What does their life look like as a whole? And typically when I ask that question, most people have the idea of who they want to be sort of lingering in their mind. Like you can kind of think about it. I know I have, since I was a kid, I imagine what I would like to be, what I would like to look like. You know, everyone has that like superhero version of themselves, sort of say. And I always ask people like, what does that person look like? What do they do? And all those types of things. And can you get really crystal clear on what that looks like? And everyone always says like, yes. And I go, great. Are you embodying that person now?
Yep.
Like, are you doing those things now? Are you imagining that you are that person now? And they're like, well, no. I'm like, great. Well, would that person that you're imagining have the business that you want? They're like, yeah, of course. I'm like, probably should start acting like that person, should probably start doing the things that that person does and being that person now before you even have the business that you want. And that always connects for a lot of people almost immediately.
Yeah.
The second thing I always ask people is like, what can you absolutely not allow in your life that is only in your life causing you negativity, causing you to go back towards, you know, backwards in your goals? What do you absolutely have hard lines on, boundaries on, that you need to get rid of your life, you know, get rid of in your life right now? So the future forecast, and then the also present day, looking at what's not serving you anymore. And those two things alone will give you clarity as to what your life looks like now versus what you want it to look like in the future. Then you can reverse engineer that goal. Those are the two questions I typically give to people to start their like process in terms of figuring out what they want. It usually starts with you.
Oh, that's so good. These are such good questions to ask yourself.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's the things that you would think more people thought about on a day-to-day basis, but of course we don't.
Of course.
Like, first of all, we're also not taught to like actually ask ourselves like tough questions. So there's that.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to the first question, because I think that that was really interesting how you were talking about embody the person you want to be. Cause I think so often people hear that and they go, okay, I'm going to go buy the Lamborghini. I'm going to go buy the thing. And I'm like, that's not the habits that we're talking about.
Correct.
We are talking about like keeping the promises you make to yourself, like actually getting up when you say you're going to get up, actually like doing the action steps you're saying you're going to do every single day. And so, but people sometimes have a little selective hearing around it.
Right.
So I think that's like a important thing to clarify, because then people won't hit the ground running like, okay, I'm going to be my millionaire now. And it's like, well, you're not yet. So the whole point is to not put you in debt.
To me, this is like the physical embodiment of manifestation, right? So when people talk about like manifestation and visualization and all those types of things, I love all that. I think it's amazing. I also understand that to prove those things to yourself, it takes action.
Yes.
And this is probably the lowest barrier of entry to action towards those goals that you can do, which is just the habits and traits that the future person that you want to be has. And to me, that's like when people talk about manifestation, this is like the physical embodiment of that. Like already doing the things that you're trying to manifest getting, and like those actions will help get you there. So it makes sense to start doing them now, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I like to think about it. I think manifestation and visualization is like a very foreign and gray area for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. How do I even do it? I just think about it. It's like you think about it, then you start doing the things.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you progress quickly there.
Yeah. Lack of action. It's the thing that holds most people back. And so I love that you said that. It is. It's so scary to take action. It is.
Yeah.
And so like, I get it, but you're just holding yourself back from potentially like a really incredible future.
Yeah. And people hold themselves back from taking action a lot of the times because they have to now get rid of probably decades of their old identity.
Yeah.
And they have to really let that part of themselves go.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about this logically, like, of course that's going to be uncomfortable because mm-hmm. letting 10, 20 plus years of who you are go, mm-hmm. you're basically saying everything that's gotten me to this point has been wrong mm-hmm. and has been like not progressing me in the future. And so it's a hard step to take where you finally go, like, I'm going to start doing the things that I've mm-hmm. been programmed not to do.
Yeah.
Forever. And so people wonder why that's such a hard time. And there's usually a transitional period when somebody's like, I'm no longer letting that old version of me control my future.
Mm.
And there's this middle ground, this shift that happens. And it's very confusing for a lot of people. It's usually very emotional. It's very like hormones are going crazy. Like, you know, you're just like all your moods are swinging because you're really in a fight between mm-hmm. like, your old self and who you want to be.
Yeah.
And that's a tough spot to be in, but that's why it's so hard to take action. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because, I mean, maybe some people, but it's usually when somebody's trying to step like this, it's not because they're lazy or they lack motivation. Mm-hmm. They probably have all the motivation in the world
mm-hmm.
because they know that they're in pain, but the way to get out of that is usually diving a little bit deeper into pain.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the hardest part to let that old version of you go, but it's necessary for everybody.
Yeah. And I know we're talking a lot about obviously like specifically business, but this is so relevant to every aspect of life.
100%.
Because it's what holds most people back. And it's funny how you mentioned the motivation aspect, because I always think about how a lot of times people aren't motivated to go to work. They're not motivated to pay taxes. They're not motivated to always like feed their children. But the outcome of not doing those things is usually so bad that they're like, of course I'm going to do it.
Of course.
But we can't, like so many people don't put that same pressure on themselves to show up for themselves in other aspects or other areas of their life, especially when it's not something that they can tangibly think about yet.
Yeah.
Like in the aspect of your health, like people don't think about, oh, well, it's going to suck when I can't pick up my kids when I'm 50, 60, 70 years old or grandkids at that point. But it's like, you have to find a way to connect that.
Yeah.
What is it? The pain of staying the same has to outweigh the pain of change.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you're right on the money there because most people think about those things in the future, like, oh, that mm-hmm. could happen to me eventually, but it's not happening now, so I don't need to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we obviously know that change usually starts far beyond the point where you actually need it to happen.
Yeah. It's so wild because I've been having this conversation a lot lately because obviously what we do, and like you were a fitness coach for so long, but now being a business coach, it's similar where it's like, this is people's livelihood. This is like how they're supposed to take care of their families and live this life that they say they want to live. And I'm always like, why do people have to hit such lows to finally, I'm like to finally show up every single day.
Yep.
It's like, because they're so scared. Cause you hear about like The Rock and other people like that, who are like, I'm so scared of going back to that person who only had $7 in my pocket.
Yep.
And it's like, do you think, this is the question I'm now going to be asking so many people, but it's like, do you think that there's a way to, I don't want to say past that, but like not have to do that and still like have a strong enough tie?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think unfortunately for some people that they need to reach that bottom point because they get too comfortable in their ways. And I think that, you know, fortunately there are some people that can say like, oh, I see the direction I'm headed and I don't want to get there. And so I'm going to take action now. But that requires a lot of self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
That requires a lot of self-motivation and realization of like your life. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that type of work.
Yeah.
Most people are not self-aware. And mm-hmm. so it takes something smacking them in the face.
Yeah.
Like getting to that bottom point to go, whoa, what have I done with my life? Like, where am mm-hmm. I? Right. And so I think, yeah, I think it's 100% possible to not to avoid that, but mm-hmm. it does take self-realization. It yeah. takes awareness around what you're doing, the actions that you take and the, you know, the outcomes that are produced from that. And a lot of people want to avoid those things because mm-hmm. they already know that it's a little uncomfortable and
yeah.
that it's not pushing them in the right direction.
Yeah.
And, you know, our default is to avoid pain. Our
yeah.
default is to run, you know, mm-hmm. you don't see a lion and like sit there for a second.
Like, think about it.
Yeah. Default is to sprint, right? It's to run away because it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's just where it happens. You know, some people need to hit that rock bottom and it is the way it is. And sometimes, hopefully, when they hit that point, they can have that awareness to go, this is a point I never want to reach again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that works for some people. Yeah.
This is interesting because it brings me up to this idea of like self-sabotage and like yo-yos and like ouch. That cycle of it. Because
that was my life for the longest time.
And so I'm curious about that because sometimes people will hit their low and they don't learn anything from it. It seems like. And so then they go back to it. Like, it's people in toxic relationships. Like, people can be in abusive relationships and literally go back to that person over yeah. and over and over again. Or it's like, you've tried the fad diet. I tried like 30 before yeah. I realized yeah. that like, hey, this isn't sustainable.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm curious on that too, is like, cause self-awareness is scary. Asking ourselves these questions is scary and we're hitting those lows. And I get it. Maybe for some people, the low isn't low enough yet, or that fear of the unknown
yeah.
is kind of overpowering the courage to then take action to change.
Right.
So I guess I'm curious your thoughts on that. I don't even have a good question, but I'm like, I'm so interested to hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So self-sabotage was a huge part of my life for a good 5 years. Probably not more that I probably just didn't even realize. But once I really became self-aware of those things, and that had to do with a lot of inner work and therapy and just taking a hard damn look at my life and who I was affecting, and realized that self-sabotage was in my life on a daily basis. And when you're in self-sabotage and, you know, it still creeps up here and there, like we have, you know, things that pop up from our past and sometimes, and self-sabotage, you typically know that you're doing it. But you continue to choose to do it. That's why it's called self-sabotage. But I found, and just over the course of my own self-discovery with this, that it was because I believed I deserved the things that came after. It was almost a form of punishment for not doing things that I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And not being the person that I wanted to be. And so I was like, I deserve what comes next. And so therefore, I'm going to self-sabotage. And
you,
in this pattern, that is almost unbreakable until you finally can see it from an outside perspective.
Yeah.
And I think I would bet that most people who self-sabotage go through the exact same process.
Yeah. 100%.
You're conditioned to believe that you deserve these things. You know, you continuously don't do your work and you're like, all right, I'm going to stay up later to do more work, knowing I'm probably not going to actually work and get shitty sleep, which is going to make me wake up later tomorrow and start this exact same process over again because I deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from a lot of deep-rooted shit that that you have to uncover. And it's scary to uncover those things in your past. But self-sabotage, I truly believe, has to do to the fact that you believe you deserve the aftermath.
Yeah.
And that's the part you have to focus on, is like, why do I feel like I deserve that? What am I punishing myself for? What am I conditioned to believe about myself, and where did that come from? You start there. That's when you can really get rid of self-sabotage, or at least learn to control it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it was a detrimental part of my life for nearly a decade. And it was something that brought me to almost my lowest lows of going like, I can't get out of this loop, and I know I'm the one causing it.
Mm-hmm.
And what a battle to be in between seeing yourself do this thing, knowing that you could get rid of it, but not wanting to for some reason.
Yeah. Right?
That's the vicious cycle you get into. But again, it really starts by looking in. Like, you have all the answers you need, right? Like, you have everything you need inside of you, but going in is terrifying sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was that person too. I would always self-sabotage, and it was validating. It was very validating. Sure. Cause I was like, oh, that's right. I do deserve this.
Yeah.
I was like excited about it. You're like, oh, that's right. Like I am a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you just said it. And I wanted to like touch on it. I can't remember what you just said. Cause I was like so excited about it. Cause I felt it so hard. I was like, oh, this was me for so long. Yeah. And it did feel, oh, that was it. I have started to become more self-aware of things that I don't like to touch on my podcast or in general in like content, because it used to make me really upset when people said it to me.
Sure.
And so I was like, I don't want people mad at me because I'm a people pleaser and I want everyone to love me. And I'm like, but not everyone's going to love me and it's okay. I tell myself that every day. But I find it so interesting because hearing you say that, like hearing you be like, oh, once we're aware of it, like we'll know it's there and we're making a choice not to change. It is a choice.
Yep.
It's so triggering. And I'm not like a fan of that word, but it's just so funny to me sometimes when you like, know, I felt it viscerally in my soul.
People
used to tell me that, be like, you have a choice of like how you show up. And like, you would hear those motivational quotes and you're like, I don't have a choice. It just keeps happening. And then you like finally take accountability and responsibility for the things that you do and the choices you make. And you're like, oh, crap.
Damn it.
They were right. So I guess, so it's so interesting because you mentioned that you struggled with this and this was something that you dealt with for so long. And so I have a feeling, just my own sense, that this is probably part of the reason that you've now transitioned into this path to like help other people overcome that, I would assume.
100%.
So what do you find most rewarding? And actually, yes, let's start with that question first. What do you find most rewarding from mentoring other people?
Man, yeah, that's a really great question, because for a long time in my previous role as a business mentor with a different company, goals and achievements were typically marked by financial status, right? Oh, client hit a new, you know, $50,000 a month or whatever the situation was. And it's like, oh, it's super exciting for them. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I never got the dopamine rush that I think I should have been when I heard those things. I was very excited for people. Mm-hmm. But I also knew that nothing changed in their life from that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing changed. And I would always ask when people hit those months, I'd be like, that's amazing. Like, what are you doing now? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? Are you celebrating? Like, oh my God, that's so exciting. They're like, well, next step is this. And like, it's the next, you know, income level. I'm like, damn dude, I'm like 50K a month that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Like, people would dream of having that ever in their life. We should probably celebrate. That's super exciting. Like, remember this. And now I get so much more excited when somebody says, I'm excited about my business again. And I'm living my day-to-day life with purpose and passion. And like, it's exciting to wake up and do the work. Those things get me the dopamine rush. Those things, clients have texted me some of those things that have literally brought me to tears when they're like, I haven't felt this way in 5 years of running my business. And I'm just so excited to see the path now at the end of the tunnel and at the end of the tunnel. And I'm so happy about doing this work. And it's like, that's what business needs to feel like. We need to be excited. We're choosing this. We chose to run a business and create life for us. So it's like, we should probably have fun doing it. We should probably be excited. Like, it should probably be a thing that we can look forward to.
Yeah.
And not something we're dreading every day or like, why the hell are we doing it? So to me, the reward comes from a lot more of internal belief around each person now, the belief that they have in themselves and the confidence they have in their mission moving forward. That stuff gets me amped up now.
I love that. It's so funny because people always ask like, how are you so motivated? Like, how do you get content up every single day? Or how do you like always respond to your clients? And I'm like, I love it. I'm like, I don't always love like the accounting and stuff, but like I do it because I don't want to go to jail. And I'm like, but it's, that's where like I'm motivated to not go to jail. But it's such a good point because again, every aspect of life, it's the same thing. Like, how can you find ways to make it exciting? Like people get so hellbent on finding like the most miserable way to do things because they're just like, this has to be the right way. And I'm like, what if it's not?
What if you literally like, been told the wrong thing forever.
Yeah. It's because it's so normalized to complain.
Oh yeah.
It's so, that's like a whole, that could be a whole other topic because it's, it's one of my biggest pet peeves on the planet because it's so, I'd catch up with friends and like the first thing they would do is just tell me about like all these terrible things that are going on in their life. And I'm like, so what's like great about your life right now? I'm like, do you have anything great happening? Yeah. But it's funny because it brings me to the question that I did want to ask next, which was, what do you find most challenging when it comes to mentoring other people?
That's a good question. You know, I think when it comes to mentoring other people, you're obviously dealing with people's emotions and their livelihood and all aspects of their life really come when it comes down to it. So I think as simple as I like to say this, of leading with compassion and empathy first always, sometimes when you're mentoring people, the struggle of seeing somebody not believe in themselves as much as they should and not stepping up the way that you know they can, it's such a battle because you want to just look at them and be like, yo, like, what are you doing? Like, you are
Do you not say that?
if I need to challenge somebody and call them out, then sure. Yeah. But you know, and that usually comes down to like actions people are taking. But when it comes to an overall vibe of like how they're communicating and the way that they're showing up on a daily basis, a lot of the times you have to lead with like, you know, what's going on in your life right now?
Yeah.
Like what's causing you to do this? Because I see you acting a certain way that you shouldn't be or that you don't want to be, you know, what's going on? And then that allows you to dive in and be like, all right, let's pull the trigger here, you know, and show up the way we're supposed to. But when you see somebody not believing in themselves the way that the rest of the world does, you're seeing somebody's potential be capped and be locked into a cage. That is the most probably challenging part up front of getting that out.
Yeah.
And getting them to the point where they've like broken free. And like, it's a very rewarding feeling to get to that point. But that's always the most, that's usually the most struggle I have in the beginning is seeing somebody's potential and being like, man, you are being trapped right now. Like you're operating at like a 10 when you should be at like 1,000.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, I can't wait to see that happen for you. You know? So to me, that's the first part is just being like, man, I wish I could rush that end point, you know, whenever that comes and just like fingers and it's there. But a lot of the times it takes repetition. It takes a lot of conversations over and over again. And practices and habits being built for someone to finally be like putting their foot down and taking their power back. You know what I'm saying?
I do. It's funny because I actually just had this conversation with a client yesterday because she had kind of ghosted me for a while. And it was probably about like 6 weeks of me reaching out every single week. Hey, you haven't done your check-in. How are things going? Are you okay? Her roommate actually works with our team too. And so like, I eventually got to a point where I reached out to her roommate and I was like, hey, is she okay? Like, I just want to make sure. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, she's fine. She's been sick. Had these things going on. And I was like, okay. So finally she reached back out and she's like, hey, sorry, I've had these things going on, but I'm so ready to get back into it. And I'm like, cool. Like, let's figure out some real action steps. And she's like, I want to do everything. And I'm like, no, no, no. This is what happened before. No. Right. She does it anyways and then ghosts again. And that cycle happened. And then finally I was like, hey, like we need to hop on a phone call. And she's like, no, I don't want to bother you. It's okay. And I'm like, no, we need to hop on a phone call. It took three times of me saying that. Yeah. Finally, we hop on a phone call. And on this call, I'm like, hey, ghosting is never acceptable. And I'm like, I understand when stuff's going on. I understand when life's busy and I'm never going to push anyone to like communicate past the point of comfort. But when it's 6 weeks, that's inexcusable unless there is something major going on. And she's like, I'm so sorry if I gave you like any negative emotions towards me. And I was like, you didn't. I don't have any.
Yeah.
Because ghosting isn't my problem.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she just started crying. And I was like, I'm not saying this to be mean. I don't hate you. I don't dislike you. And she's like, I'm not crying because I think that. And I'm like, okay, like what's up? And she's like, you're so right. And I've pushed so many people away because of it.
Yep.
And I see it time and time again. It doesn't happen very often to us, which I am very grateful for. But like when people ghost, especially on their fitness journey, they think that it's the easier way out.
Right. Always.
Avoided. And it's all, yeah. And I'm like, you're making it so much worse for yourself.
Yep.
And you see it in business coaching too.
Yeah,
like people will just dip out because they're not making the money they think they're supposed to make. They're comparing themselves to everyone else in their journey. They think they're a failure now. They have all these things going on in their head. And I'm like, you have hired people to help you. Like, it's not even just friends. Like, these are people who are literally paid. This is their job.
Their job to
help
this.
You. Yeah. And you are making the active choice not to reach out.
Right.
And I'm like, say you do reach out and they do say something mean and they're not helpful. Great. We just learned something. Yep. They're not the right coach for you.
Yeah. 100%.
It's the same thing in relationship. Yes. I'm going to share that with everyone right now. It's the same thing in a relationship. It's like, if someone does something like that and you get a bad response, it means they're not the right person for you. Move on. So, I'm like, just had to tie that in there, guys.
Yeah.
Just make sure people know. Embrace your power. You got a lot of it. But yeah, I think that it's so interesting that you bring that up. And I think that it's really beautiful that you mentioned that as like a early challenge, that it's something that you have to have a lot of conversations about.
But yeah.
Because it's a new identity. Same thing with you saying earlier. It's like you're breaking old habits. Avoidance is a habit.
Yeah. And we also like get scared of that past version of ourselves that we get rid of back into our lives.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's going to. Yep. Like, we just have to make room for it. I had a conversation with one of my best friends here and about a month ago about this. And we were talking about identity shifting and what happens typically. And he was saying like, yeah, you know, it is terrifying when an old version of you that you feel like you've moved past from, you start to see those patterns creep back into your life. And he was like, but then you realize that that's just always going to happen because that's still a part of you, right? They're probably there for a reason. It's probably coming up for a reason. And instead of freaking out about it like we used to and being like, oh my God, I don't want to be this person anymore, we can now go like, why am I having some old patterns of how I used to be? Like, what is this doing for me right now? What's this protecting me from? What is this, you know, safeguarding me from? What's it teaching me right now? And every time it's teaching you something, every time it's showing you something, you know, I can almost every time predict that when that happens, you're going through a change in your life and that old version of you is coming up to keep you comfortable, keep you safe, protect you from possible danger in the future, protect you from potential risk, you know, that you're about to take. And so those old patterns creep back in of like, maybe think about this for another year. Maybe, you know, let's not
put this off till January.
Yeah. Let's sleep on it for multiple nights, you know, like these things that we used to do to keep us in the same spot, which is safe. And so I think, you know, recognizing that those old versions of you will still pop back up instead of running, we just welcome them in. We just go, like, what are we here for? Like, what is this for? What are you teaching me? And once you have that conversation, even though you might sound like a crazy person talking to yourself, but like having that conversation with yourself and going like, cool, we'll check this out. You can take a back seat. Like, you can go back to where you were. Like, I don't need you anymore. That version of me is done. Like, I got this. I can handle this. And like, thank you for the lessons. And like, that alone of just welcoming those versions of yourself in again, even for a little bit to understand what they're there for, gives you a lot of peace.
Yeah.
Knowing that like, you're okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that so much. We did a podcast episode about motivation and I'm like, one of the things that I used to do to try to get motivated is force myself into motivation.
Yeah.
And it was the irony of the more I tried to force it, the less motivated I was because it felt like I wasn't achieving the things. And once I started leaning into it and being like, you know, I am not motivated. So what can I do in this like non-motivated state instead of fighting it? And it makes life so much easier. Like, why do we always got to fight everything?
Yeah, for sure. You lean into your strengths, you lean into your weaknesses too.
Yeah.
Like the double-sided sword right there. People usually say like, lean into your strengths, avoid your weaknesses. I'm like, bro, your weaknesses are there for a reason. Like, it's showing you things. And, you know, I agree. Like, just welcoming that side of yourself in. I used to beat myself up because it took me longer to do things than other people. You know, it just did. Like, I was slower to on some things and taking action on some things used to take me a lot longer than it does now. And for a long time, that was part of the self-sabotage era. And it was part of that of going like, you know what? It's okay that maybe it takes me just a little bit longer to do something than somebody else. I still get it done. And as soon as I started to accept that and see people at a higher level where I wanted to be saying the same things, where they were like, Yeah, it usually takes me like a week to get this done versus I know some people can do that in a day, but it takes me a week. And I'm like, they have exactly what I want. They are the person that I want to be, like an embodiment of that. And they're sort of saying that what I'm going through right now is okay. I'm like, shit, maybe it is. And so once I started leaning into that and being like, yeah, it does take me longer sometimes to do things, but I get it done anyways. Yeah. Guess what ended up happening? I put less pressure on myself to do the things quicker and I got them done quicker. Yeah. And I developed the habits that I wanted to develop just by being okay with who I was and accepting that I was enough, right? In my current state of time. And it's just like, that alone is so powerful for so many people to have that realization. And I hope everyone has that because it can be life-changing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. So you're so insightful on so many things and it's always so fascinating to talk to you. And I know you just turned 30, so you have a lot of life lessons in that. First of all, happy birthday. I realize I don't think I wish you a happy birthday. I was like, my bad. But I guess, so you're starting a podcast, which is very exciting. It should be launched by the time this goes up because this is, or no, already because this is coming up in January. So what's your podcast going to be about?
Yeah. So it's going to be called People First.
Hey.
And, you know, I, for the longest time, I wanted to do a podcast around entrepreneurship and, you know, really amazing people doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And, you know, which it still will have dabble about in there, but what I've come to realize is that everyone, regardless of the statuses they've achieved or who they are, they have some information inside of them that nobody else has. And it's truly incredible. And so I want to have a podcast that not only has people that I look up to and that other people have, you know, aspirations to be like, but I want to have a podcast that I can just talk to people and from their experiences and see if other people can learn from them as well. And so I have podcasts, like my guests are going to be like one of my like childhood best friends who like I haven't talked to in like 10 years. And like, you know, I have like podcast guests that literally no one will ever heard of, will have heard of because they don't have social media yet. They have like amazing lives. One of my guests will be one of my good friends from back home. And I've shared his story a bunch of times. This one conversation with him that I had where I was like, if I ever have a podcast, like I want to interview my friend. And it was really funny. He was, just to share it really quickly before I lose track entirely of the conversation. We had a conversation with our group of friends one time when I was like, I'm always challenging them. None of them are entrepreneurs type of thing. And I always challenge their lives a little bit. Yeah. Like, say you're not happy with this. So what the hell are we going to do about it? And, we went around the room. I was like, all right, you wake up tomorrow and you have this amount of money every single year. You just make this much. How much would you have? And everyone's going around. They're like, you know, $1 billion, you know, 100 million, whatever, $1 trillion, as much as I can. And I go around to one of my friends and he goes, probably 85,000. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, that was very specific. He was like, I'd probably take about 85,000 a year. And I was like, you could have any amount whatsoever. You're choosing 85,000. Tell me why. And he was like, well, I like my life right now. And he's like, and I make a little bit less than that. He's like, so if I had a little bit more, I'd probably be pretty comfortable and I could do the thing that I still do. And I'm very happy with my life. He's like, why would I need more than that? He's like, that sounds so stressful. I was like, honestly, that was the most like profound answer to that. And if you knew this guy, you would not think that he has that sort of insight into his life. And that's not a diss on him, but he like parties all the time. He's a beer tender. He works at like multiple beer gardens and like, that's his life, is that scene. And you think that he doesn't have that type of insight. But when he said that, I was like, that makes so much sense for who you are. Yeah. And I was like, I bet you so many people would need to hear that answer. And I've shared that answer at events before with hundreds of people telling this exact story, and the reactions of the crowd, I was like, that's exactly right. I'm like, because none of you know what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And this guy who has a normal job, you know, he's at a beer garden and like lives with multiple roommates and all these types of things. He's like that one of the happiest dudes I know. And so I have people like him on and be able to share that, because that has changed so many entrepreneurs' lives, just that story alone. So that's what the show is going to be about. It's just going to be about people. And, you know, it's going to be a fun podcast as well. Like,
good.
I'll have some that have no purpose other than just like, we're just fucking around and talking and just hearing different perspectives on things and like what people are about. So that's what I want the podcast to be about. But my goal is for every single guest who comes on, I want them to be able to offer something to the audience for free that of value to their life, whether that's a conversation, whether that's a spot at their table, at their beer garden, or whatever the situation is. I want every person that comes on to be able to think about something that they can provide of value to the audience completely for free. And so it'd be an opportunity for people who come on who do have things to offer to all get a taste of that and be like, this is what we do. Give back to people, help the people first and or anything else. And so that's going to be sort of a mix into the podcast, but that's overall what it's going to be about. And I'm so excited for it.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm so excited to listen to it. It sounds like so fun.
It'll be a blast.
I feel like that's like the thing that's missing for so many podcasts. And it's funny, that's exactly why we're starting to bring on a lot more like people and into it, because it's the exact same reason. And I have a lot of people have never heard of.
Yeah,
I think are like the most insightful people coming. And then I'm also very fortunate where I have a lot of friends who have large followings who people are going to be really excited to hear about. But I want people excited for both, because everyone has so many different stories to offer and so many different insights. And it's like the people that we see who have like the millions of followers or all the money or whatever it is, I say this respectfully, they're not as relatable anymore.
Not at all. Yeah.
And so it's like, why not have people you can actually relate to and like can give you a better stepping stone of where you want to be?
Yeah. I 100% agree. I think seeing only that type of content in your daily life all the time just makes it even more unattainable.
Yes.
So many people are like, these people have had 30 years of experience or doing all these crazy things. There's no chance that I could ever get there.
Yeah.
And that's just an overconsumption of that, you know, information and material all the time will probably make that happen. Like, I'm sure some people are motivated by those things. I don't even follow a lot of those people anymore. I started to realize that like every time I watch that, I just look at my own life and be like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And look at theirs and be like, I don't even want their life. What am I even talking about? Like, why am I following this person now? Like, why am I even listening to this? Right. So I think that's great. You know, having people that nobody's heard of either, like the amount of information you can learn from them is just truly incredible. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So I know we have to wrap up soon, but my podcast is all about people taking action.
Yeah.
Because without action is everything. We know that. And so my whole thing is, what is one action that you feel someone could take today to move a little bit closer to the person they say they want to be?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let me think about this for a second. One action they could take to move closer to the person they want to be.
Yes. And I know it's very individual. Like, I know everyone's gonna have a different thing that they could do, but at least in like, maybe even more specifically, like in your realm of like the business coaching side of things, or wanting to move closer to just like figuring out who they are. It's like, what's an action that they could actually take?
Yeah, good question. So I think that, and we touched on this a little bit before too, but I think clarity is a very underrated superpower to have and something attribute in your life. And most people just don't have clarity around really anything. Really, like, most people don't really have clarity around what they're doing in their life, what they want. And again, I think this goes back to the original concept of like, how do we move forward in business, you know, in the first place without knowing what we want? And so what I do, this is just, this is an exercise for my current clients. This is on our first call that we do. And I have them cover in detail as if they were purchasing the things they want to purchase, going on the trips that they want to go on, doing all the things as if they were doing it now. And I have them map it out for me in terms of how much it costs, how does it feel, and what does it look like? So we go into detail on all those things. And for every single client so far, this has literally been 100% out of everybody. After they complete that, they always message me after, ask them to tell me when it's done. I take a look at it. There's no wrong or right answers. And they tell me, they're like, this is the first time that I've ever thought about what all these things look like and put into perspective for myself to actually achieve. And it feels much more doable now. And I think that's just gaining clarity.
Yeah.
And so the action that I would take for you, if you're thinking you want a $1 million business, or you want this coaching team, or you want this type of business, mm-hmm. and you don't know why you want that type of business, you just do because you want to mm-hmm. say out a $1 million business. Like,
yeah.
Then I would definitely take this action into consideration. So
yeah,
you're going to have, if you think about having kids in the next year, mm-hmm. think about how many, think about what it would cost for them to mm-hmm. put whatever things you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Want to move, think about the house that you're going to, you want to get into, or the car, or the condo, or the apartment, whatever, and look at, literally go on Zillow. Like, I tell my clients to actively pretend that they're doing this now. Like, I tell them, go on Zillow, go on whatever site, look at the house. Like, can you see it?
I go in delusional land of like the yeah. multi-million dollar homes.
yeah, for sure. I mean, like, and you know what, for some people, that's what they do. And you know, that's yeah. okay. I'm just like, really look at it as if you mm-hmm. could do this now. Does it seem realistic? Does mm-hmm. it look attainable? Because yeah. when you actually see it, it becomes so.
Yeah.
And so I have them go through and look at those things. And I go, great. What does the deposit look like?
Mm-hmm.
How much you need to put down for a down payment? How mm-hmm. much will you be needing to make to put that down payment? Mm-hmm. Cool. To fill it with, like, what is it going to look like? What kind of mm-hmm. style house do you want? Then we go into like, what car do you want to have? Are you going to have the same one? Are you going to have a different one? How much does that cost?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you traveling? How many times throughout that year? How much are each of those trips going to cost you? Cool. Mm-hmm. Go on those trips. What's it going to look like? Are you yeah. going to be working? Are you going to be stopping work entirely? Mm-hmm. You know, with your relationship, you know, if you have a relationship, what does that look like in a year?
Mm-hmm.
And we get the most detailed map of their life in the next year that they've ever had. And mm-hmm. now you go, great. Here's what the business needs to do.
Yeah.
Here's how much work we need to put into the business to achieve that yeah. goal that you just mentioned. So yeah. that would be my recommendation for people to gain ultimate clarity on what they want in their life and what cool. they don't want. And
yeah.
then reverse engineer the process. It makes it so much more simple.
I love that. I love that so much. Yeah, it's definitely, it's going to be a little time consuming, y'all, but do it. I think it's definitely worth it.
Yep.
So thank you so much for coming. So where can everyone yeah. find you? Obviously your socials are going to be in the description, but just so yeah. everyone can hear it.
Yeah, for sure. So on Instagram, it's just Caleb D. Fong. You can message me anytime you want to. I help a lot of people for free. Mm-hmm. Individually.
He does. He very much does.
A lot of people, as much as I can. Honestly, as much people as I can help, I will. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people on there, like when I leave a message, it's just like, hey, reach out anytime you want to. Mm-hmm. I always leave it with, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, reach out anytime you need anything. Don't mm-hmm. feel like it's a burden.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, that's great. My email is CalebFongBiz@gmail.com. You can book a call with me anytime you want to, and we can just mm-hmm. chat. Those are the places where you can find me, and my podcast will be the People First podcast coming out soon.
Is that going to be on every platform?
Every platform.
Of course it is. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Caleb. I really appreciate having you on. And as always, everybody else, do not be a dick, especially to yourself. And we'll see you in the next one.
I love it.